Without warning, there followed a terrific crash. The freight train came together, and far in the air a great splash of fire glowed bright against the black sky. Halfway down, as the exploded tank car fell, hissing with flame, it met another and another. The explosions shook the earth, blew great holes in the roadbed, tore away the sanded rails over which the passenger had just thundered, hurled the sleepers from their berths, jarred out the lights, and swayed the 50-ton Pullmans as if they had been cardboard playhouses. Potts, dripping with perspiration, sank weakly to his seat. The train had come to a standstill. The engine breathed as if exhausted with its race. The conductor came up on the run, white of face, and held up his lantern. It was a narrow escape, he said. Potts, the engineer, smiled in his face. He laid his hand caressingly on the huge black side of the engine, as though he feared it had been strained. We're behind 2 minutes now, he said calmly, as if being on time was the most important thing in the world. A mile back, the tank train was going up, car after car, like a bunch of giant firecrackers. The oil was blazing on the houses of the town, and the panic-stricken engineer of the freight train was escaping up the track with his detached engine and a few of the boxcars. In all, 13 tanks of oil were exploded, 2 buildings were burned, and a man was killed. But the Chicago Express was saved.